Subject of this talk for Taka is Don't Tell Mom. And Mom will say, don't tell Dad. We won't tell Dad. And when a young person learns to talk, that's the first breakup of the family. Is the two words, don't tell. Keep a secret. The young person becomes independent, he learns he can make a deal with Mom or make a deal with Dad and pit the parents against each other. Then he goes on through life making deals with friends. We won't tell our parents. That infects the subconscious mind in a very negative way, holding secrets. It draws people apart. You have to remember the secret, else you might blurt it out and tell. Then you get into trouble with the person that you made the pact with. There's a lot of keeping track going on in homes today with the don't tell syndrome. A lot of keeping track. And a lot of hurt feelings when somebody blurts out what they're not supposed to tell. Friends break up, don't like each other anymore because they told on one another when they promised each other that they wouldn't. Wives keeping secrets from the husband and husband keeping secrets from the wife and the children keeping secrets from the parents make a division within the home. And that division only heals with full disclosure, a full confession. That's why family get-togethers at least once a week is extremely important, to lay a platform that if you do tell what you're not supposed to tell, or you do tell what you would rather not tell, everything's going to be all right. Nobody's going to hit you. Nobody's going to scold you. Everything's going to be all right. There are many families that are destined for failure. The failure is built right into the family structure because a young person dare not tell, a wife dare not tell, a husband dare not tell because of the emotional explosion, the verbal abuse, which could lead to physical abuse that could happen. That Dad would inflict upon Mom and the kids, that Mom would inflict upon Dad and the kids. And failure is built right into the family structure because of the lower emotions. A very scary situation. Those who react badly to new information with anger, with harsh words, a slap or two, are the dividers of the family, the destructive element in the family. They're forcing the wife out of the home, they're forcing the kids out of the home, the wife is forcing the husband out of the home, and finally, what was put in motion maybe many years before takes hold, and the home breaks up. It's no longer a home. But it never was a home in the first place. It was only a house for people to live, because a home is a place of magnetism, of pulling together all the wonderful qualities and forces of love and compassion and understanding and forgiveness and appreciation, those higher qualities of humankind would express to one another, create the vibration of a home, some place you don't want to avoid, some place you want to come back to. So, the two big words, don't tell Mom, don't tell Dad, we won't tell parents is the beginning of the end of the family.